welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 363. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by The Julie Ruin. That song is called Rather Not, and you can find that on the band's new album, Hit Reset, which will be out July 8th on Hardly Art Records. That is, of course, the new project of Kathleen Hanna, or it was once kind of a solo project, and there was an album, and then, I don't know, 4 years ago, something like that. Fantastic. And this is the third album, or maybe it's the second with this band, but whatever the case is, it's a pretty good album. I don't think I like it as well as the second, but I like it better than the first, so there you go. Anyway, lots of music for you this week, and a lot of it unreleased as of yet. So, for some reason, everyone's giving me music early, and I'm not going to hold it. I'm going to play it, let you guys have a listen to something. But as I say that, now we're going back in time. This is a track by The Struts. This song is called Put Your Money on Me.
It's hard being a slave to your body.
Which one of those 14 guitar solos was your favorite? That is Diarrhea Planet from Philadelphia, PA. The song is called Life Pass, and that's on the new album Turn to Gold, which will be out on June 30th on Infinity Cat Records. This is the band's, I think, fourth album, and maybe it's their breakthrough. It's probably not their best, but it might be their breakthrough. Before that, we heard from the Struts with the song Put Your Money on Me. That is on the album Everybody Wants, which came out here in the U.S. on Interscope on March 4th. But that came out in the U.K. last year sometime. The U.S. versions wiggled around a few different songs, different track orders, things of that sort, trying to figure out how it's going to work for American audiences. And definitely, it is a curious one. It feels very British. There are times that are very Soup Dragons and sometimes that are very, obviously Queen. But there's all sorts of things happening there. And that track there definitely has some of the glam or even glitter in the kind of Bay City Rollers tradition. And I like that one. Overall, I like the band. It's a lot of fun. And if you like the darkness, you're probably going to like this one. Just smile and have fun and don't think about it too much. And that's pretty much how you need to think about the Too Much Rock podcast. I don't plan this. I don't go find my best songs for you or anything like that. I just buy new music every week, and then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. And if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So anyway, more music. This is And the Kids with the song Friends Share Lovers.
Change.
Eloquently put. That is Cosigns from London with the song Dunbar. That is on the 4-song EP Transitions, which is not out until July 15th on FICA Records. Kind of tidying you off between the band's last album and the new one, which I think they're told is kind of a stylistic shift. I don't know. Sounds pretty similar to me. A little mathy, a little crowdy, a little indie pop. All mixing together for very good results. I like that band so very much. Before that, we heard from Y-Oak with the song Better for Esther. That is on the album Tween, which came out June 9th on Merge Records. And that's another one of those kind of transitional EPs, but it's kind of an 8-song album. But whatever, it's transitional. Evidently, it's tracks that were written for the second album, felt more like the first album, more guitar-based, but then didn't fit with the keyboard-based second album, so they kind of came out now. There's still a new album coming out very soon, but I wasn't that big of a fan of the second album, so I thought, well, hey, maybe this one feels more like the first. Not really. So you win some, you lose some, right? And then we started that set off with And the Kids. The song I played was Friends Share Lovers, and that is the title of the band's new album. Came out June 3rd on Signature Sounds, that band based out of Western Mass, Northampton area. And I've been following that band since the EP days, and I enjoy them quite a bit. This album is not as In Your Face, I think, is their previous recordings. It's a little more subtle, a little more grown up, and I think this actually suits them pretty well, and that song there, I think, is just wonderful. Anyway, I'm out of time here, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 363. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com, or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up this week and coming up tonight, I guess, depending on what your timing is and when you're listening to this. But Bad Ideas are playing at Holy Cow. The Bronx is playing at the Riot Room. 17th and 18th, Manor Fest is happening. A billion bands there in a basement in suburban Kansas. The 17th and the 19th, Boulevardia is happening in the West Bottoms. Bands are playing now, probably. On the 18th, Youth Pool is playing at Holy Cow. On the 23rd, Wussy is playing with Schwervon at Davies. On the 12th, X is at Knuckleheads, or Smash the State is at the Riot Room. The 14th through the 16th is the Lawrence Field Day Fest. You can get your passes now. I think all 3 days are like $20. You can't go wrong there. The Architects show at the Granada on the 15th has just been canceled. I saw a note saying a family emergency has forced them to cancel that tour. So I'll be scratching that one out of the website soon. The 16th and 17th is the Buzz Beach Ball at Children's Mercy Park, including Bleached, I think, on the 17th, whom I'd like to see a lot. On the 20th, Weezer is at the Starlight, or Brian Wilson is playing at the Kauffman Center. The 23rd, Cultivate Fest is happening in Pin Valley. July 27th, Shell Shag is playing at Troost Fort. And I forget who that's with. Maybe Bad Ideas, but just found out about that one. Happy about it. And if you enjoyed that Y Oak track, well, you can catch them at the Record Bar on the 30th of July. And that's all the further we're going to look ahead for now. Looking at the website, a few things have happened in the last week or so. Photos and video up of the Warm Bodies Chasm show as they played the Harrison Street DIY last week. There are photos and video of the Dressy Bessie Leggy and Art Flack Art Flash show that happened on the 11th at the Replay, and then photos and I think video well of Eurochrome, Waveless, Beta Boys, The Deacons, Warm Bodies, and Narc Parade that happened at Focal earlier this week. Had to have my eyes closed as I remembered all of those. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. I got one track left to play. This is a track by Lisa Prank, and is on the new album, which will be out June 24th, called Adult Teen on Father Daughter Records, one of the best labels out there right now. This is the project of Robin Edwards, who is Lisa Prank, and the song I'm going to play is called Baby Let Me Write Your Lines. I love this album a lot. It is just straight up pop punk, but done in such a not goofy teenage boy sort of way, and it's fun to hear her take on it all. Anyway, Lisa Prank with the song Baby Let Me Write Your Lines. You always say the stupidest thing.